Kopecka. Predators back in action at Bridgestone Arena tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop as they host the Hurricanes. A pregame for you starting at 6. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. We now say hello. Good morning to Predators General Manager David Poile. David, how you doing?
I'm good today, Darren. We're looking forward to playing Carolina tonight. It's a makeup game from earlier in the season, and they're to me, I really enjoy watching them play. I think they're one of the more exciting teams in the league. They've really got a lot of good things going for them. They played well at the end of last year, so this is a really good barometer for where we are. We're playing a bit better ourselves, so let's see how we do tonight.
How did they get to this point, David? Because obviously they've had success over the years, but they've also had dips, right, where they kind of went away and they weren't competitive and they really weren't in the mix. How did they get this roster to this point where now the last couple of years they've been, 2-3 years, they've been really good?
Well, they were, I don't want to say they were really bad, but they were not as competitive as they would like to have been. And they've been very fortunate with some pretty low draft picks and some pretty good draft picks when they had that opportunity. They've got some players like Sebastian Aho, who to me is a star in the making, to kind of double down on that one. Beginning of last, in the offseason, a year ago, the Montreal Canadiens, when he became a restricted free agent, put an offer sheet out on Aho in hopes that Carolina couldn't match it, but they matched it because they know what they had. Have this young player from Czech, Nexkash is his name. He scored, I think, 2 goals in a row in overtime to win. They made a really good trade with Calgary for Dougie Hamilton. To me, their top four defensemen are arguably as strong as anybody in the league. And they made a couple of trades and acquired a couple of goaltenders that I would say a lot of people didn't think they were as good as they've turned out to be for Carolina. They're certainly having the best years in their careers. So a lot of things. I think they've got a great coach and a former player there in Rob Brendamore, who seems to be really have these players playing at a high level night after night. So a lot of things have gone into it, but pretty well everything they've done in the last 3 or 4 years to rebuild the roster has been the right thing, and it's certainly all coming together this year.
Yeah. Predators now 5-1 against Columbus this season after a successful weekend. That's now 4 of 5. So with that being said, do you believe, David, this team has turned a corner, or do you need to see a little bit more?
I think it's a combination of things, as it always is. There's no question that our play has improved. Things that we were really negative on at the beginning of the year, specifically like our power play and our penalty killing, have much improved in the last few games. A lot of our breakdowns that allowed to goals against, which is certainly partially due to our improved goaltending. There's a lot of things to be positive about. The lines have been somewhat the same for the last 3 or 4 games. You see a young player like Tolvanen now that's got 3 goals and has really helped us on the power play. And now we go into, we play Columbus, we play Detroit. Now we have a whole series of games against Carolina, Florida, back to Carolina, Tampa Bay, Florida, the top 3 teams in our division, with a sprinkled in game with Dallas as another one of those makeup games. So I would say after, we have this homestand and we go away for a 16 days long road trip, I would pretty well think we'd have a good barometer of what we felt about our team at that point.
When Matthias Ekholm was out for 6 games, you guys decided to play Ben Harper. I think I asked you about him last week. What did you see and what do you like about him? And he got to play 3 straight games. And then over the weekend, Jarrett Tinordi was claimed off waivers to the Boston Bruins. One, did that surprise you? And two, what did you guys see in the small sampling of Ben Harper that you felt good moving forward?
Well, we always knew that he had the size. That was evident. But what's really impressed me is his poise. For a guy that's hasn't played NHL games before, but we made a trade for him, and we didn't really give him a chance. We went right to Milwaukee last year, even in the training camp, and now in the bubble, he's been sort of the odd man out, and you know, maybe we weren't looking close enough, but he looks really good. He can pass the puck. He's got really good hands for a big man. John has used him in a lot of situations, including the penalty killing. So it's, you know, maybe we found a player here. So it's clearly he's, in his time that he's played in our lineup, our team has improved in the wins and losses. And I think also from a defensive standpoint, he's helped there. So he's going to be back in there again tonight. So hopefully he continues this good play because it's helping us a lot.
You brought up Elli Tolvanen. He's got 3 goals on the year, 2 of them power play goals. Obviously, really good chemistry with him and Forsberg with the man advantage. As you mentioned, also slid up to that first line over the weekend and played with Granlund and Forsberg. John Hines really glowed about him. He was asked about basically his two-way play, you know, playing 200 feet at this level. And we know, everybody knew that there was going to have to be other things that he was going to have to get better at with his game. And the head coach really glowed about Elli Tolvanen's play and him getting rewarded for his 200-foot play. What are you seeing out of Tolvanen right now that you really like?
A little bit more confidence. You know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I think in this case, he actually needed to have a little success. And, you know, the pressure, the challenge for him is that we need more goals, and he's a guy that we believe can do that. And the fact now that he's scored a couple of goals and scored on the power play has given him, I think, more confidence. It helps with his teammates to see what he can add to our team, and it's probably the same journey that almost every young player has. They got to do something to kind of have that breakthrough to really believe that they fit and that they can play in the National Hockey League. So. So far, so good. And, you know, if he could just keep up this pace, I think, you know, he'll really find himself in a regular position before not too long.
We're talking to Predators general manager David Poile here on Darren Donick and Chase. And speaking of confidence, I've seen more confidence out of somebody like Eric Halla the last few games. And, you know, I think you would agree that it's not always just about scoring. It's just, you know, playing the complete game, like you were saying with Tolvanen, but scoring certainly helps. So have you seen more of an uptick in confidence with Halla as well?
Yeah, absolutely. He's done a good job. He's been really good on the improved penalty killing. He's plays at center ice, so he's been doing a good job in winning that first face off, and so we're not spending as much time in our end. But he's a player that has often played in the top 2 lines in his previous teams. He's a player that has scored a lot of goals, and I think that was weighing on him. And, you know, clearly we needed that. I mean, we're not scoring enough goals as it is right now, and we need contributions from everybody. So the fact that he's now got a couple of goals in his last two games is huge. And if he can start finding the net on a regular basis, you know, we could be hitting on, I won't say all cylinders, but more cylinders now. And we need to increase our scoring somehow. We're going to play these top teams now. Their offensive production to this point has been way better than ours, and we need to score more goals. We need to get to that 3 goals, or some nights on 4 goals. I don't think the 2-1 formula is going to be, you know, a winning formula for you know, too many games. So I'm hoping that Halla, Tolvanen, these guys, Cousins, who scored a goal the other night, we can maybe score by committee. And if we can do that, I think we'll be a more dangerous team and eventually a more winning team.
Confidence is the theme of the day, it appears, David. But you talk about scoring more goals, but as you play these teams with high-octane offenses, you want to keep those goals out, and both your goaltenders seem to be having confidence as well. We saw UC Saros over the weekend play both games of the back-to-back, and it feels like he's settling into a groove, as well as Pekka-Rinne. How do you feel about those two guys right now?
Well, we have to have them both. I mean, Pekka won a couple of games for us, and then, with all due respect, I think in the second Detroit game was tied up 2-2, and it was anybody's game. I thought we had the momentum in that game, and Detroit scored a couple of goals, and I think Pekka would probably wish that he could have those back again. That happens, but, you know, understatement of all time, we're not going anywhere unless we get top goaltending. So that's last night, it's tonight, it's every game. You know, we've talked many times on the show that with a condensed season, back-to-back games, all that type of thing, we're going to need both of them. And, you know, Hughes has played well right now, but, I mean, if you look at our schedule coming up, we're going to need both of the goalies to be playing really well. But so far, you know, in the recent games, I think, and we've won 4-5, I'd have to say that our goaltending has been, you know, pretty good in almost all those games.
David, we've had a lot of conversations with you this year about the team, and you just mentioned that these next few weeks are really going to help you see where you are and where the season is going. When you hear national pundits talk about the Predators, the word rebuild comes up quite a bit with selling off assets and starting over and things like that. How do you respond to that when you hear that talk? When it's still, even though a condensed season, still relatively early?
I try not to respond to that.
That's how especially I thought you would go.
especially to the media, but I get it. There's nothing to hide here. We've talked about this. Our team has had a great run, highlighted by the Stanley Cup Finals, but that was, you know, 3 years ago. And we've had I think we've been a good team the last 2 years, but not as good as we were at our peak. And so, you know, there's a little bit of decline. Obviously, the start of the season, we were perfect fodder for any conversation as to trades and a rebuild. And, you know, that's going to continue until we either climb higher in the standings or we actually make a trade. So I get it. Trading deadline is April 12th. I just said earlier that you pointed out is that I think this next stretch of games with playing against the Carolinas, Floridas, and Tampa Bay are really going to, you know, show us whether we're one of the top teams in our division, whether we're a playoff team or possibly that we're not. And I would think maybe, you know, what you asked me or what I'm talking about now may be a more appropriate question when we get back off of this road trip.
And then, you know, I know that obviously with no Milwaukee, Chicago has been the Chicago Wolves has been the AHL affiliate this year. These young guys that people are interested in, and as the fan base grows, you know, you have more people that are looking at the future. What's been some of your early returns on the prospects and how the future Preds are looking?
Well, on defense, we've called up Alex Carrier, who played a couple of games for us in the last season, and I think he's close to getting an opportunity with us. Jeremy Davies, who we got in the PK Subban trade, I think he's close to getting opportunities if we need that on our defense. On the forwards, Rem Pitlick, I think he's got eight or nine goals in seven or eight games. I think he's really close to getting a call up, and we can have some flexibility of moving some players around on this. On this taxi squad, and you know, like we used Cole Smith, we've used McCarron. Harper got his way onto the lineup through the taxi squad, and I think, you know, you're going to see some of these players get opportunities real soon. Especially again, this condensed schedule. Not that I wishing or hoping for anything bad to happen to us, but you know, I think the guys are going to get bumped up in all of these back-to-back games, so we're going to need the full roster of, you know, close to 28, 29 players. So you're going to be seeing some of these younger players. Like Tolvanen's got his opportunities in there now. Olivier played some games for us. He was hurt. He's probably now going to get back in there. So it's a little bit of a process. And I find, too, with the younger players, it's not for everybody, is it? But it almost seems like there's a lot of call up, play one or two games or practice with the team, go back down, call up. And it takes a while. Just like we've seen with Tolvanen, before it kind of sticks and before you become a regular. But I would think that you'd see some more players getting a chance here before not too long.
Should be an interesting week at Bridgestone Arena. David, really appreciate the visit as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is David Boyle, Predators general manager, joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. A good talk with him. All right, let's throw it out there, Chase. Let's get a gauge on what people think, and you can call in or you can text us, and our phone and text line are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The number is 615-737-1025. The question is, do you believe with this little stretch here, 4 of 5, Have the Predators turned a corner where the power play is much better, the penalty kill is much better, time spent in the lead much better, and winning games, right, getting the results. Do you believe they've turned a corner, or do you believe you still need to see a little bit more? They've completed 21 games of their 56-game schedule. Like to know from you. You can also tweet us. But I just would like to know what people think right now. David said he needs to see a little bit more. Is that where you are? Or do you think you like what you see and you think maybe this team has turned a corner? What do you think? 615-737-1025. Chase, you're going to tell us about some bets.
Yes, I am. The action never stops at BetMGM. You know that. Hoops and hockey are hot, and baseball is right around the corner, so it couldn't be a better time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today, use the bonus code 1025GAME100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Grizzlies versus the Wizards. And if either team hits a three, boom, you win. No matter what your favorite sport is, it's always showtime at BetMGM. Get in the fun with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use the bonus code 1025GAME100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Wizards to hit a three. Bet with confidence and turn game days into paydays, like your boy here, at BetMGM. New customer offer. Paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.